Welcome back to SubterraneanRiotRadio.ca.
And I hope you just like what you heard, because we are live in studio with Ready the Prince. I couldn't keep that up. My voice is cracking.
Yeah, it was still sick. It was great.
You guys are too kind. All right, so yeah, that was Cliff Diver by Ready the Prince, and this is Ready the Prince.
What's up?
Let's do it. I love you guys. I'm so glad you're here. All right, so what are we going to be playing right off the bat?
A song called Egyptian.
Egyptian.
Off our first EP.
Cool. All right, classic.
All right.
That was so good. Oh, I haven't heard that track in forever.
Thanks, man.
It's been a while since you played that one live.
Yeah, we mix it in here and there.
Yeah, no, I think last time I heard it was Kingston. Don't know if you guys played it at Kingston.
Did we play it in Kingston?
I don't know.
Honestly, it's all over.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't.
You didn't.
We didn't. You might have heard it at Toronto.
Maybe. Yeah.
Came to the.
I mean, last time I saw you guys was basement.
In the basement. Yeah. Yeah. We played it the night after that.
Oh, did you?
After that. Yeah.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
I don't think I got out that night. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. But I was able to make basement though.
Yeah, it's all right. You saw pop.
So. Yeah, that was the important part. I haven't bragged about that enough on air. So we want to play another one and then we'll go to a music break.
Sounds great.
Perfect. What do we got next?
We're gonna play Torn Up.
Torn Up. Oh, wow. Awesome.
Good.
Thanks, dude. That just reminds me of that music video so much. Because you guys are playing the acoustics in that.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that
this
video.
This is the real version of the music video.
Yeah, exactly. You could just take the audio from this and just put it over the video.
The first half. Exactly.
Yeah, it's first half. Perfect.
Yeah, no one knows this, but we're actually wearing those white turtlenecks as we speak.
Actually, they do know it if they're watching.
Oh, they're cameras. They have cameras.
Oh, put it, never mind.
We forgot openly, our turtlenecks.
Openly lying to the people who are not being able to watch this live. No, absolutely. You guys are totally wearing turtlenecks right now. All right, so this is Ready the Prince with A Drug Without a Drug, and then Dubé with Alien right now on riotradio.ca.
Yes.
I'm blowing out the flame of a dream from yesterday as I put on my sleeveless jean vest. made one side of the bed. No kiss before I left. Learned not to look back for a moment. It's just the way it is when you live the way I live. Every night it's Saturday to Richmond. Blame it on heartbreak. No shame in my mistakes. Gotta just also my this.
Welcome back to Subterranean Riot Radio. You are, well, what you just listened to at least is Ready the Prince with Drunk Without a Drug. Then after that, Dubé with Alien. You're live in studio with Ready the Prince. What's up, boys?
How you doing, Jay?
Hello, hello. All right, so let's do basic introductions because not everyone who's watching has been to like a lot of your shows.
Okay.
So, you are?
I'm Steve. I sing and play bass in Ready the Prince.
Yeah.
I'm Daniel, and I play guitar.
And this is like two-thirds of the band because your drummer's in here right now.
Yes, no. Jordan
he is not
is
here.
Perhaps working.
Perhaps working.
Or he's in the washroom somewhere.
You know what? It's totally fair.
Yeah, he's actually just in the washroom.
The two things he does is washroom and work.
Yeah,
basically.
Priorities.
Priorities, absolutely. So, I'm going to ask you guys a question about, like, what the hell is New Rock Mafia?
New Rock Mafia is your worst nightmare. No,
yeah,
I'm joking.
it's not my worst nightmare.
Exactly. Nightmares are good. No, it's
this is my dream.
it's just a community of people who love rock music and honest music, and it's just something we started with Cleopatra in Dubé, and now it's become this way bigger thing.
Yeah, like I would say so. You guys played the basement
involved.
Show with Pup.
Yeah.
And they behind a giant New Rock Mafia banner.
Yeah.
And they played Full Blown Meltdown, which I haven't seen live yet, but I hope they play it live.
Yeah.
They haven't played that anywhere else. And
really?
I love that track.
There you go.
I saw them at the Danforth for the first night, and I was surprised when they didn't play it.
Right.
Right?
Because that was your first time hearing it.
Yeah.
Or was the record out already at that point?
No, the record wasn't out.
It wasn't even out yet.
And they played Full Blown Meltdown before it was out. And
holy
I was like,
shit.
This is metal. All right, so you guys have a release show coming up,
yes.
July 4th.
Yes.
So where is it, and who's on it?
So it's at the Piston.
Piston.
Yeah, it's an all-ages show.
The Piston night.
The Piston.
Piston.
Yeah, it's at the Piston. Which is at Bloor and Ossington. It's an all-ages show. We're playing it with a band called Ethelshank from Chicago, a band from Toronto called Sunlust, and our boys Dubé.
They came all the way up north for this track. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
well, they're going to really be on cool. tour. Yeah, they're going to be on tour, that band. So, yeah.
And this release show, you guys are dropping two tracks, mm-hmm. one of which we might hear today.
We will hear today.
Okay.
We decided.
Get excited.
We decided we will be playing it after this interview.
I'm so excited. I'm actually excited to hear this live, especially acoustically. So, why specifically these two songs?
So, we actually recorded a bunch of songs all at once in November. We have three left, and these are two of the final three that we haven't released yet.
Shh,
ooh.
Dude. No,
ooh.
That's fine.
All right. We don't keep secrets.
I know, it's fine.
We don't keep secrets. We decided to choose these two because we feel like they're both... cool songs for summertime.
Good vibes.
We got that good summer music in here.
Totally.
That good summer music.
Totally. Right.
So, when it comes to like what we've seen up to now with releasing the album and like all the artwork, one phrase keeps coming up, which is "The King is Dead."
Mm-hmm.
And I know that "Ready the Prince" comes from "The King is Dead."
Mm-hmm.
But what does that title mean to you guys? And is that going to be the name of the EP? I'm theorizing here.
What is now?
I don't know.
What album?
Yeah, we don't really actually have any plans for like an EP or an album.
No.
Yeah, we're just releasing songs right now. Maybe we'll form it into an EP.
Maybe.
Via Spotify.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I do like the what bands have been doing lately where they just drop single after single after single after single. Only problem with me is now that if I shuffle like Cleopatra, I get like all of their songs, but like doubled and in the wrong order because
they get
released on the Spotify page.
Right, exactly.
It's the only part I don't like about it. But I do like that it's like, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Releasing these singles, just like, it gets better airtime.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Especially with Sanjay being on NDA right now.
Yeah.
You guys should be up there too. You really should.
Thank you. But yeah, to answer your question, The King is Dead is it's just kind of like our catchphrase. It's just like our band is about bringing change to, well, how we started it was to the music industry and to rock. Before we met anyone else, like, we just knew that we wanted to do something new with rock and we wanted to bring something back. And that's where the band name came from.
You're bringing the energy back to rock music, which I really like. And that's going to your shows, that's all the whole room is radiating with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just all these people who love your music and know what they're here for.
Thank you, man.
It's like awesome. So you guys do a lot of streaming, basically what we do here, except not like in a traditional format. So how often do you guys stream on Instagram?
I mean, we don't really as much because we don't live together anymore.
Yeah, we moved out of our house. Oh,
bummer.
It was like our little, like,
lair.
I do remember the goodbye show. Mm-hmm. And that last house was that Tina was filmed in, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a legendary house in the Ready the Prince history, but yeah, I have a
well-documented house is what it is.
Definitely, definitely. There's a lot of photos from there that we have from, like, we did a recording session with Cleo, and we had, like, a bunch of photos from that session that we posted and stuff like that. But yeah, I think I have a new setup in my room at my parents' house that I have to get Dan come over, and we'll do another live stream soon.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll do soon. For
sure. Definitely be looking forward to it. So yeah, go look up Ready the Prince online, follow them on their social medias and everything else. And I'm thinking music break, then more music.
Sounds great.
Perfect. Please. All right. So what we got next on air is Ready the Prince with Dead Roads, and then after that, Cleo Patrick with Menard Trigger right now on Riot Radio. That's it.
RadioRadio.ca. What you just...
Damn, I can't do it. What you just heard was Ready the Prince with Dead Rose, and after that, Cleopatra with Bernard Trigger. Sorry, guys, I'm getting sick. I just can't keep that voice up.
Hey, it's okay.
I respect it.
That's all right.
I know the vocal issues.
Yeah, no, you definitely get it. I hear you screaming next to me at the Cleo concerts. I'm like, how's he going to do his next show?
Honestly, the next day, it's always, man, I shouldn't have screamed that much.
Yeah, I know, right? Every time. I went to that Puff concert with Danforth with Emo Dad. Don't know if you guys know him, but we both showed up there at the venue, and like after the venue, he walks out and he's just like, hey man, how's it going? I'm like, you messed up.
Yeah.
I know we had a show the next week. I'm just like, oh, you messed up, man.
Yeah.
Can't help it sometimes, man.
No, absolutely not. Like, it's just music, right? Exactly. Anyway, speaking of music, good segues. Let's go, boys. What are we playing now?
We're going to play our unreleased track. It's coming out next Friday, the 28th. It's called PB&J.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Here we go.
Fix me swiftly. Take all my sensibility. Don't wanna give up. I'm not gonna give you up. Shaking, waking up from this doze before I fall deep. Is this just ain't good enough? This just ain't good enough. Oh, 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 I hope everything's gonna go just like the way I roll.
Absolutely loved that. So that's PB&J.
That's PB&J.
Peanut butter and jelly. I mean, just PB&J.
I absolutely loved that. Oh, wow.
Thanks, man. That's the first time we've ever played it. Like,
acoustic?
Acoustic and, well, we've played it live a couple times, but it's the first time we've ever played it, like,
on air anywhere.
On any recording.
Yeah.
Riot Radio exclusive.
Absolutely, man.
I wish I could search result that back and just like find everything that's been Riot Radio exclusive on my show, because I love always having artists in here in order to play music that they just don't anywhere else.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, having two like really talented guitarists play a track like that on here is amazing.
Thank you.
Like visually seeing that on the cameras, seeing what you were doing on the cameras is gonna look so damn cool.
Thank you, dude. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
No, I love having you guys on. All right, so we got one more track we're gonna play, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna play the RTP hidden track. It's only on SoundCloud. It's called Heart.
I know it. I'm looking forward to this.
All right,
count me in. Ready?
Yeah. Take control. Oh, there you are. Now you're letting go. Oh, there you dream. You'll be fine. A mist of mine that was cut and rolled. Sunk it should be. Staggered down. Off from the depths of the normal crowd. A stubborn machine. Don't look behind. There they will stand with their picket signs. Yeah, but she can come back to me.
Go out on your own.
Absolutely beautiful. That was a perfect track for like this nice summer day. Like that really felt like it. That was perfect.
I'm sweating.
Okay, hot summer day. Maybe not the nicest of days, but it is very hot outside.
It's pretty nice.
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty nice.
If you like summer.
Yeah. If you can handle the heat.
Yeah, if you can handle the heat. We got a voting thing out there right now. What is the best season? There's like 5 votes for fall and 1 for summer, and nothing else has votes yet.
Ooh. I might give spring. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe give spring a prop because it's got no credit
so
far.
Yeah, I guess I love the spring.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I don't know the next one.
It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too, Jay. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. You're one of the only people who actually want us on their show. So thank you.
Dude, come on.
The honor. No,
I love having you guys on. It's like, one, it's a huge honor to have you on, of course. And two, like, I love the music that you guys have been making. I've been coming out to all your shows. I love supporting this, like, this band and this group that, and like, New Rock Mafia has become. Like, I met Cleopatra at the Spill in Peterborough, mm-hmm. and I've been following them since. And I ran into you guys at like several of their shows. I'm just like, wow, these Freddie the Prince guys, these are good. It's a good band.
R.I.P. the Spill.
R.I.P. the Spill. Yeah, rest in peace. Oh man, we miss it every day.
Yeah,
same. I miss the Mustache Club too. And the music scene around here is dying. Got to go to different cities if you really want to get into it.
Yeah.
Or like, do it yourself. Screw it. Host your own shows.
Totally. More people should put on shows.
Every time that's he comes into play. All right, we're gonna play the last track by you guys, and then we're going to decide if we should end the show or not. So this is Ready the Prince with All the Love right on RyeRadio.ca. Welcome back to Step Straight and Riot Radio. That's the what you just heard was Ready the Prince with All the Love, and we are live in studio with Freddie the Prince. Hey guys.
What's up, man?
I talk way too fast during that part, but like it's easier to do that than talk deep.
I like the quick talk. It's fun.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna wrap up the show real quick, and just like big reminders for everyone else. You got your show at the Piston, July 4th. Mm-hmm. You guys are playing with what was that opener? Yeah, you're playing with Dubé.
Yeah.
I know Dubé.
Yes.
But you're playing with
Athelshank and Sunlust.
Athelshank and Sunlust. And Athelshank is from Chicago, and Sunlust is another Toronto band.
Yeah.
You guys gotta check out Waste Youth. Had them in here a while ago.
We know Waste Youth.
You know Waste Youth?
Yeah, of course.
I love Dan.
Dan's the man. Shout out to Waste Youth.
I
want to check them out. Go way back with them.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're great. Absolutely great. Because they were playing Ghost Town Architects.
Yeah.
Forever ago.
We played a show with them like years ago.
Yeah.
They were Ghost Town. It was like their first.
That was their first show. They had like their like little Line Sixes. That was great.
Yeah. I went to go see them at Hard Luck, and then they broke up, and now it's like going to see Waste Youth, and I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, man, it's badass.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good.
All right.
So yeah, thank you guys again for coming on. Like honestly, huge honors. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Jay. And thank you for everyone
who tuned in. Yeah, and thank you everyone else who tuned in, and those who aren't catching this live, thank you for watching the shows after the fact. You guys are where most of my views come from, so don't feel bad about missing the live show. I appreciate you guys watching anyways. So all right, yeah, we're gonna wrap the show with Cleopatra Hometown right now. Right. Radio.ca.
Peace.
Shortcut to quick bucks, working all the time, renting out your mind and saving every time. Cousins and of those combined across a sacred line.